sir.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, Tony.
Did you have your radio on?
No, you had yours off.
Jeannie said it was urgent.
Are you kidding? Urgent's not the word for it. Now listen, don't make any plans for the night.
The greatest party thrower in Cocoa Beach is throwing a wild mod party.
Yeah, who's that?
Me.
Huh? Well, what do you know about giving a mod party?
What is there to know? A bunch of friends of mine came down to Florida to see me. And they're bringing some girls over to my place, and I thought...
You know, might make a real party of it, huh?
Oh, great.
No brass, no psychiatric observers, and definitely no uniforms.
Strictly mod all the way. Carnaby Street, right?
Yeah, well, it sounds great.
Ed, bring Jeannie and some ice.
Oh, thank you, Major Healy.
Oh, this is a pleasure, Jeannie. Okay, Tony?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right, I'll see you.
Oh, Master, a party. A party!
This thing's not attached to anything.
Is it not wonderful?
There's no cord.
It's fantastic! Oh, I'm so excited. I love parties. Oh, now I'm going
you didn't blink up anything, Jeannie. Here, I want you to take one of these credit cards and
oh,
go down to Cocoa.
Oh, they are all so beautiful. Yeah. I think I like the red one the best.
Well, believe me, it's not the color that counts. Now, you take that down shopping in Cocoa Beach and get yourself something mod to wear tonight.
But why, Master? All I have to do is...
Yes, I know that, but I'd rather you wouldn't. You see, the important thing at Roger's party tonight is the clothes that people will be wearing. Has to be just right. Now, you do that for me, won't you?
If you say so, Master.
Okay.
Shopping for mod will be such fun.
Yeah.
Oh, what is mod?
Well, I really don't have time to go into it. The sales girl will help you.
Oh, just think. I will be the only genie at the party dressed in mod.
Just received these metal stress analysis reports, and I wish you'd run them to the computer, huh? Thanks. Hey, Raj.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Something wrong with your ankles?
No, but there's something wrong with my neck. Listen, I'm getting ready for the Frug dance tonight. A little practice. Oh, am I excited. All those great girls tonight, huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited, too. This will be the first mod party I've ever been to. Be an experience.
You know? Oh, listen, that's putting it mildly. Hey, you're going to love the guys. They're a great bunch, really.
Yeah? College buddies?
No.
High school?
No, grammar school. Of course, they're a little older now.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, listen, this party is kind of a class reunion tonight.
Yeah.
Boy, it's going to be great seeing old Corky Hansen again. It used to be the classroom cut-up. Ah, never forget the time he poured a bucket of tadpoles over a biology teacher's head.
What's he doing now?
Well, he's has his own model agency.
Yeah. They're going to paint my office. Help me move the furniture.
Yeah. Good old Corky. Even in grammar school, he got all the beautiful girls. Two girls fought a duel over him with mud pies. The principal's daughter wanted to elope with him when they were 7 years old. But now I think he has his own model agency.
Yeah.
All those beautiful girls. Boy, I can't wait to see what my date is going to look like.
Come in.
Tony. Hey, Roger, how are you?
Carter, how are you?
Good to see you, Dad.
Well, what brings you to town?
Let's see, the last time I saw you was last year at the meeting of the Interbranch Relations Committee.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's that time of year again. We're having our annual little get-together tonight. Well, we can't make it for...
Not tonight, no.
Didn't you get the notice I sent out?
Did we get the notice he sent out?
Last month, I got the notice. I put it in my drawer, and I never looked at it again. It's in here
someplace. Well, look, why don't you make it another night? Tomorrow night, maybe. We can't make it to the South first.
Roger, this is Dr. Bellows' baby. If you can't make it, you better check with him.
Yeah, you know how I look forward to this.
I know.
Yeah, I'll give you a little advice, too. If you're not there tonight, you better have an excuse. A good excuse.
Yeah, we will. I mean, we'll work out something.
All right, see you later.
The nerve of Dr. Bellows having his meeting on the night of my mod party.
Well, Roger, he's had this meeting set up for the last year.
That's what I mean. He had a whole year to pick another date. I mean, what are we going to do?
We're going to the meeting.
Oh, no, we're not. Not me. I'm not going to let my buddies down. No, sorry. You remember last year's meeting, Mrs. Bellows and her soggy hors d'oeuvres? Boy, what are we going to do?
Well, the one I feel sorry for is Jeannie. She was really had her heart set on going to this party tonight.
Well, how are we going to get out of this thing?
How? Well, you know, Dr. Bellows, even if the meeting is unimportant, all the brass will be there, and if we don't show up, we'll never hear the end of it. Mrs. Bellows will see to that.
We could call in sick.
Yeah, we'd have to show up on crutches. That's the only way he'd ever believe us.
Well, I know the nurse at the infirmary. She could lend a couple of crutches.
Hey, wait. Remember Dr. Bellows said the last time we had our physical that we needed some outdoor activities?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just tell him that we're going hunting, sir.
Hunting? You know, camping out, the great outdoors.
Surrounded by fresh air, just as you prescribed.
I see. How long have you been planning this trip?
Four months.
I really can't understand how we forgot about your little get-together tonight, sir.
Well, I understand it.
You do?
Of course. It was because of your unconscious need to break out into the open. It drove tonight's gathering completely from your mind.
Oh, yeah, completely. Yeah.
It sounds so simple when you explain it, sir.
Well, after all, it is my profession. The dynamics of human relations.
Well, you're the doctor.
Well, all right, gentlemen. I'll make your excuses at the meeting tonight. Oh, Mrs. Bellows is going to be terribly disappointed, but your mental and physical well-being is far more important than attending our little gathering.
Well, I knew you'd understand. Thank you, sir.
Tell Mrs. Bellows we're going to miss her hors d'oeuvres.
Brilliant. I mean, brilliant.
Well, I feel a heel lying to Dr. Bellows like that.
Are you kidding? With one stroke, you got us out of a dull evening into the mod party of the year.
Anyway, we weren't lying. We are going hunting.
Dr. Bellows finds out about the party.
Will you stop her? There's not a chance in the world.
I don't think they're quite the right shade, but thank you. I'll look around a bit.
Good morning.
May I help you, madam?
Yes, please. I would like to buy a mod outfit like the mannequin is wearing.
Certainly, madam. Here we are.
Oh. Well, I'm terribly sorry to bother you, but may I have the dress without the patches?
The dress doesn't come without the patches.
Oh, I think it does now.
Madam, I dressed that mannequin I don't understand. It's a Phyllis de Beck, and she always puts patches on her designs. I'm sorry. I'm positive I haven't another one like it.
Oh, look. I think I found it.
You can pay the cashier.
Thank you. Oh, can you tell me, please, where can I buy a mod jacket for my master? For a man.
In the men's section. Over there.
Thank you.
For Herman.
Sorry, it's the furthest out tie we carry.
Sir? Wow! That's kicky! Your guy must be a real ding-dong.
Ding-dong?
a bell ringer. You know, with it. Going.
Oh, going. Oh, yes. Major Nelson and I are going to Major Healy's house tonight for a party.
Jeannie, are you ready?
Almost, Master.
We don't want to be late. There.
Here I am.
Hey. Thanks.
Do you like it?
Oh, it's adorable.
Thank you. Oh, Master.
What?
You cannot go in this.
Oh, well, Jeannie, it's a tuxedo. I think I can get away with it.
I have a surprise for you.
Yeah. Well, this is all I have, see.
Oh.
About that. I can't wear that. I don't have anything to go with it.
Oh, yes, Master.
Oh. Well, gee, I can't wear this.
Oh, yes, Master. You look adorable in it.
What is that?
It fits you beautifully.
Well, it's not really bad, is it?
I like the color, too.
Yeah? How about the bell bottoms?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Whoops.
Whoops. Shall we go?
Okay.
Well, you're a little heavy around here. You're keeping the same company. Oh, hey, right this way, Dow. Oh, he used to be a killer in grammar school. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Harry.
Oh, this is Harry.
Why, business?
Oh, I'd like to be a partner in your business. That's what I'd like to be.
Come on over here. You still play the bass?
Oh, I fool around a little bit.
Hey, cut the music.
Oh, come on.
No, come on.
I want you to hear my main man here.
Joe.
Go get him, Rog. Now, baby. Come on.
Paul, let's show him, shall we?
Okay, ready, Paul? Are you sure you're ready?
Well, I'm not ready, Paul. All right, Paul's ready.
So good so far.
Dr. Bellows' dull old party, isn't it?
Yeah, how long are you going to be able to keep that up?
Oh, it's hard to stop once you get the music in over your soul. You just got to keep going.
Roger, not playing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, keep playing.
Oh, hey, did you bring the ice, Jeannie?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's all about...
No,
I... Here. Hey, kids, take the crazy new dance.
Yeah.
Hey, we're out of ice.
Why don't you look in the refrigerator?
Right you are.
Turn on this refrigerator.
I'm doing this under protest, Amanda. You're asking me to distrust one of the men in my command.
Two of the men in your command.
Oh, this is a waste of time. At this very moment, Major Nelson and Major Healy are hunting.
Hunting what?
They wouldn't dare.
Open the door, Alfred. We have work to do.
Well, where are
they? Party hero game once. He said that everyone wore togas.
I certainly hope so for their sake.
Oh, wait a minute, Judy. I'm going to drink a toast. Toast to
Dr. Bellows.
Toast to Dr. Bellows.
Dr. Bellows is here. He's here. He's
right. Dr. Bellows can't be here. I didn't invite him. Oh, Dr. Bellows. Oh, we should have gotten the crunches.
Oh, go on. Just have.
I will blink him to the top of a pyramid.
No. Dress us in the. Get us the hunting outfit.
Oh, yeah, hunting. Yeah, we can
yes,
go hunting.
Yes, master.
Oh,
hey, these clothes really are mod. Nice.
Jenny, would you mind? Well, something a little more modern than this.
I like them.
Quickly.
Yes, that's
wait a minute.
Okay. These are kind of cute.
This is not what I had in mind. Couldn't you get
show me that dance again.
Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Corky, what happened to Corky?
Jenny, get him back. Get him back right
now.
An accident. Get him back. Don't ever do that.
Oh, very.
Wow, what a groovy dance. Come on, baby.
Dr. Bellows. I'm so glad you could drop by.
We didn't just happen to drop by, Major. This is an official call.
Amanda, if you don't mind.
All right, darling, tell them why we're here.
Major Nelson, you missed the meeting at my house tonight because you said that you and Major Healy were going hunting.
Yes, well, we were just leaving.
What about your party, Major?
What about our party, Major?
This is not Roger's party. He had some friends drop in from out of town, and since we were going hunting, he very generously turned his apartment over to them for their party.
Very generously. Then why are you here?
Why are we here now?
Our car broke down.
Both of our cars. Both two break down.
You mean to tell me that you're actually going hunting dressed like that? That and carrying bows and arrows?
Yes, it's the Ancient Hunters Bow and Arrow Club.
The Ancient Hunters Bow and Arrow Club?
Yes, it's an ancient club and we can only hunt with bows and arrows.
You see, I told you there'd be a logical explanation for this.
I haven't heard it yet.
Tell me, where did you plan to go hunting?
Just
swamps.
Swamps.
20 miles swamps from here, sir.
20 miles. Yeah. Too bad about a car breaking down. We can't go now.
Oh, yes, you can. I'm going to drive you then.
Oh, no.
Yes, I am. You come right with me.
Doc, you don't have to drive.
No. Now, if you can go. Now, please.
There's no reason for you.
Doc. Well, here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
You really shouldn't have gone to all that trouble, sir.
Oh, there's no trouble. After all, I'm the one who prescribed this.
Yeah, well, we'll never forget that, Doc.
Well, I better get back. I don't like to leave Amanda alone at the party. By the time I return, she'll have everyone psychoanalyzed.
Well,
go hunting, gentlemen. Yeah.
Very good observation, Roger.
You know what your problem is? You're basically insecure. I mean, I can tell by the funny hairdo and strange clothes you have on. Oh, I bet you had a very unhappy childhood. You know, you really should have a talk with my husband.
You mean the shrink in the uniform?
The what? In the what?
I mean the head screen or the wheat picker.
Are you talking about my husband?
You know your problem, lady.
What?
You ain't loose. You better relax.
Roger! Roger! In here! Get out of there and give me a hand here.
You're kidding? It's the only dry place in here.
Help me sit it up. Tell you what. Here's this room. I want to
catch it. I'll try the top of this here. Wait. And you can pull it up.
I'll go to the other end and catch it. Wait a minute.
Okay. Come on. Come on. I'm ready. Come on. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, Raj, let it go.
Okay.
Young lady, I used to do the twist.
Survival course?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Three Colombian Indians used to start fires like this.
Are you kidding? Oh! Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Darling, come on, dance. Oh, you don't know what you're missing. It's such
Amanda,
fun.
Amanda, I'm in the middle of a very interesting psychoanalysis.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Have fun.
Now, dear, tell me, how long have you had this compulsion to be a football player?
Hi, buddy. We're back. We're back. Oh, hi, Dr. Bellows. What are you doing here?
I had a feeling you might return.
I told you they weren't interested in Hansi.
Oh, we were. We were. Well, then why did you come back?
Well, we got our quota.
Yeah. Well, it's nice of you to drive us out there really nice in the rain with all that. But it was great.
There we are. We got our...